from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, December 16th. Coming up, a bipartisan bill could bolster conservation efforts in Illinois and across the country. We'll learn more about the Restoring America's Wildlife Act from Lindsey Jones coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' unemployment rate rose by a tenth of a percentage point to 4.7% in November, but the number of non-farm jobs also rose during that period by 17,500. State officials say that shows an increase in the number of workers looking to return to the labor force. They say Illinois' job estimate has grown continuously for the last year and a half. The Illinois Department of Employment Security says the biggest job gains were in the leisure and hospitality sector and professional and business services. There were declines in the trade, transportation, and utility sector, government, and manufacturing. Illinois' 4.7% jobless rate for November remains nearly a full percentage point above the national rate of 3.7%. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker celebrated the passage of the Workers' Rights Amendment yesterday. The amendment approved by voters last month guarantees employees the right to collective bargaining. Pritzker, who was joined by labor leaders and several state lawmakers, says Illinois has a long history of upholding workers' rights.
From the 1887 Haymarket Affair, of course, and the 1894 Pullman strike, Illinois laborers have been at the forefront of fighting for fair wages, for a fair work day, a fair work week, safe working conditions.
It codifies the rights of private and public sector workers to negotiate wages, working conditions, and more, and it prevents the state from passing any future laws that would interfere with those rights. Those looking for a Christmas tree for the holidays do have options, but as Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports, some trees are easier to find in Illinois than others.
Fraser firs are popular Christmas trees. The problem is, they don't grow well in the Midwest. That's what Robert Richardson told the 21st Show. He's the president of the Illinois Christmas Tree Association and co-owner of Richardson Farm.
I'm in northern Illinois, and I can grow Fraser firs, but they don't thrive here. Kind of like a higher elevation, a little cooler summers. And so they're native to the Carolinas, West Virginia, northern Wisconsin, and Michigan. They can grow them nicely. But other places have a little bit hard time getting the Frasers.
Richardson says the conifer may be easier to find than the Fraser because it grows better in Illinois. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
A Champaign man has been arraigned on five felony counts, including alleged burglary and arson at the original Pancake House restaurant. The News Gazette reports bail was set at $500,000 for 33-year-old Tyler Faulkner, whose father Eric Faulkner owns the original Pancake House. Police say Tyler Faulkner broke into the restaurant early Wednesday morning, stole about $850 in cash, and attempted to start a fire with grease and rags stuffed into stove burners that had been turned on. They say he then attempted to break into the New Era Cannabis Dispensary on East Green Street before he was stopped by University of Illinois police, but he drove away before they could catch him. In between those two incidents, authorities say Faulkner set fire to the house where he was living on South Duncan Road in Champaign, also owned by his father. Fire investigators found evidence of an accelerant in at least two places in the rubble of the house, which was destroyed. Still to come, we'll learn more about landmark conservation legislation that's awaiting action in the U.S. Senate. That story from Lindsey Jones is coming up next on 217 Today.
Buffy Sainte Marie is a Cree musician, artist, and activist who has campaigned for indigenous and women's rights for more than six decades. She's inspired generations of musicians, artists, and activists. The American Masters documentary Carry It On chronicles Sainte Marie's rise in New York's Greenwich Village folk music scene to her groundbreaking career. Learn how you can stream this and other American Masters episodes at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The passage of the Endangered Species Act of 1973 was a pivotal moment in conservation history. Researchers and legal authorities have since called it the most comprehensive piece of legislation aimed at preserving jeopardized species in world history. Despite the act's successes, threats to the natural world remain ongoing. Now there's a bipartisan bill in Congress that could significantly accelerate conservation efforts nationwide. Lindsey Jones looks at the proposed Restoring America's Wildlife Act and what it would mean for Illinois.
According to the National Wildlife Foundation, about a third of all wildlife species in the U.S. are at a heightened risk of extinction, and conservationists estimate there are more than 12,000 species altogether in need of greater conservation efforts. As it's written, the Endangered Species Act directs its protective efforts to those species that are on the brink of total extinction. But as environmental advocates say, beyond those that are the most endangered, there are many more that continue to decline in population, like the monarch butterfly, the alligator snapping turtle, and bat populations that have been decimated by illnesses. Here's John Rogner, the assistant director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
A lot of these are things that people don't regularly take note of, but they're out there on the landscape, and they're part of the land, and it's our responsibility to take care of them.
Rogner is one of many environmental leaders across the state and country who say they're waiting anxiously to see if this Congress will pass the largest piece of conservation legislation in nearly half a century.
This is truly unprecedented, and we tend to call it a game changer for us here at Illinois DNR.
The proposed act is called the Restoring America's Wildlife Act. Unlike many pieces of legislation, this one actually has bipartisan support, with sponsors and supporters coming from both sides of the aisle. RAWA, as it's termed, would provide $1.4 billion in federal funding each year to help restore wildlife across the country. Rogner says right now, the majority of state-led conservation efforts are funded through the sales of licenses during hunting and fishing season. That includes in Illinois.
It's largely the state's sportsmen and sportswomen, through acquiring hunting and fishing licenses and stamps and so forth. They've been carrying the freight for us, so to speak.
But there's a need for more, especially as the number of regular hunters or fishers has declined overall in the U.S., according to experts. That's where RAWA comes in. Here's Ashley Maybanks of the Illinois chapter of the Nature Conservancy, a nonprofit organization that works closely with IDNR.
While that funding model has worked really well for a long time, we are currently experiencing a really rapid rate of biodiversity loss, and so we feel that this funding would add additional resources to those species that are more at risk, so endangered and threatened species.
If RAWA were to pass, each state and tribal nation in the country would receive an annual appropriation that supplements the revenue it takes in from things like license sales. Here's IDNR's Rogner again.
We would receive about $24 to $25 million in new funds on an annual basis. This would be every year.
Illinois Environmental Council Outreach Director Lindsay Keeney says that organization, too, is eager for the bill to pass. Keeney says the multi-million dollar allocation to the state has the chance to undo the effects of years of underfunding state agencies, including IDNR.
Our agencies have sort of just clawed their way out of that hole. Budget deficits, low staffing capacity, and they're building that staffing back up to baseline. They have been well below baseline for the last 10 years.
Additional funding would be a good thing, but Keeney says it will also present its own challenges.
Implementing such a huge opportunity is going to be a big challenge, and it's going to require a lot of coordination between varying levels of policymakers and decision makers.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources would likely need its own additional workers, Assistant John Rogner says. And because the agency does contract out some services, it would also need a bigger pool to pull workers from. In other words, RAWA could be a job creator.
You know, when we talk about restoring habitat, when we talk about managing habitat, that takes people to do that. To some extent, that would be within DNR, but we use a lot of contractors to do that kind of work, too.
Aside from the job creation aspect, advocates say this work matters for everyone, regardless of whether you get outdoors much or not. Here's National Wildlife Foundation CEO Colin O'Mara.
Places that have healthier wetlands or restored prairies have less flooding, or because you have, you know, more kind of natural sponges to both slow down the velocity and also reduce the volume of water that's, you know, flooding during these flash flooding events.
O'Mara says if RAWA does get to the finish line, it would surpass the 1973 Endangered Species Act as the largest legislative conservation effort ever passed.
In some ways, it's been almost 50 years in the making. There was a big debate back in the 1970s when the Endangered Species Act was being written about having more funding to bring back species, and it didn't end up making the final bill. And so, you know, we kind of got 3 weeks to make progress on something that's been, you know, over a half century of effort to try to get to this point.
O'Mara says of the legislators backing this effort, Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth was, quote, hugely helpful. The bill still awaits a vote in the Senate. It previously passed the House. I'm Lindsay Jones.
This Congress has until January 3rd to pass the Restoring America's Wildlife Act. Otherwise, it will be left up to a new Congress to take it up again. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries and a high of 32 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, Luis Velasquez, and Lindsay Jones. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.